Thanks for calling customer service. How can I help you?
Yes, hello. I got a phone call from Spring Valley. I spoke to somebody earlier today because I noticed that somebody, I guess it's called weeklygadgets.com and or your company, Maximum Confidence Smart, whatever. I canceled the entire order because you guys, without my permission, took $56.95. out of my Social Security debit card.
Okay, ma'am, what is Social Security debit card? Because if you got Social Security debit card, we don't take money out Social Security debit card.
Well, somebody did. It's called Maximum Confidence Smart, and this is the phone number. It's my Social Security money on my direct express. And yes, you did take it because I have it right here. I saved
no,
it
we
did,
ma'am. We don't take anything out of Social Security, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, you took money, $56.95, out of my account.
Okay, ma'am, can I have your zip code?
Excuse me?
Can I have your zip code?
12540.
Your first and last name?
Kathy, last name is Cavalier.
Okay, can you verify your address for me?
147 Riley Road, that's in LaGrangeville, New York, 12540.
Okay, man, give me one more while the count loads up. Okay, ma'am.
Yes?
I do have you did a survey on April 29th where you paid the shipping and handling for a kitchener.
It was $7.95. I was kind of curiosity why that happened because it was supposed to be, you pay $2,
mm-hmm.
and it has come, and all of a sudden, now I'm told that they took $56 to put me in some kind of a winning pool from which there was never any kind of email. There was nothing kind of a phone call. There was nothing. You guys are just taking money out of my account. I had told the girl today
mm-hmm.
that I can't the whole thing, and she better put the money back in my account before Monday, because if it's not back in my account before Monday, I'm going to my Social Security office from which they know me.
Okay, ma'am. What such?
Let them take care of it.
Okay, ma'am. You keep talking about a Social Security office. We don't.
You know, you're laughing. You think it's goddamn funny, but actually, totally $64.90 was taken
no,
from
ma'am.
My.
No, ma'am. There is no
debt.
Total or no $64, ma'am. There's only $56.95. It's
and
for a KitchenAid.
And you. $75.
No, the $7.95 was for the shipping and handling. That was declined.
Yeah, well, what's the plan why they took $56 out?
Because you didn't call in to cancel the account, and what it did, charge you the full price of their
no
product.
Anything. I'm sorry. I check my emails every day. Nobody sent me anything. They just took it out.
Okay, ma'am, I do understand. You're right. Did nobody send you anything? But you already called in about this account.
Yes, I did, and I have a cancellation, KCS021.
Okay, ma'am,
hopefully,
I don't need the account number. They already canceled the account.
And then they're supposed to do a refund of $56.95, and I told the girl today,
mm-hmm.
it better be Monday, otherwise I'm going to go to the Social Security office and Better Business Bureau and let them know this is a scam.
Okay, ma'am, Social Security doesn't have anything to do with these. They won't be able to.
You know what? They do have something to do with it. I'll tell you what they have to do with it. Money was taken from my account.
Okay,
I
ma'am, they would not be able to assist you in that because that's Social Security.
Yes,
Social Security doesn't have anything to do with this. You would
yes,
have to go. You would have to go to your bank.
No, my bank happens to be Social Security. It's called Direct Express. They put my Social Security money on there. And then all of a sudden, I get this thing
mm-hmm.
that took $56.95, and it best be back there on Monday. And yes, Social Security will do something because they will look into it.
Okay, ma'am. You already called in about the account, so there's nothing I can do to the account. The account already been held. They offer you a 20% refund. They advise you to confirm.
You know what? You're really funny. Because you know what? First you said 40, and I said, well, that's fine. I said, I'll let Social Security get the rest of it.
Okay, you called in on the 14th, so I'm reading the first note.
Okay, 20%? Are you serious?
And then you call. I guess you called back, and they tried to offer you a 40% refund. Customer declined and said we'll call back and ended the call. You call. When you call, you hung up. They were trying to provide you the details, you called. You hung up.
First of all, I didn't hang up.
Okay, that's what it say in the notes, man. I just was reading the notes to you.
No. That is not at all what I said. I said 56.95. The Better Business Bureau will hear about this. I have it all archived on my computer, so I know exactly who called. There is no fine print. There is nothing stating that you have to pay $56 to go into a bigger pool to see if you win a KitchenAid. That's not what happened at all. So on Monday morning, I'm going down to Social Security office, and then I'll go to Direct Express, where my Social Security money gets put onto the account through Social Security, by the way. So, yes, they will do something, and the Better Business Bureau will hear about this because there was no email.
Okay, ma'am, who is the Better –
who is the Better Business Bureau? The Better Business Bureau is a company for people who scam other people.
We're not no scam, and I do apologize you feel that way.
It's not a fact of seeing it that way. How would you feel if you went and looked at your emails and someone took $56.95 out without alerting
you? Okay, ma'am,
I
wouldn't sit and say it's a scam. I'll try to get a better understanding of why I wouldn't cuss the customer out. I wouldn't get mad and hang up. You called and you hung up on that customer.
I didn't hang up for a minute and a half. She was just not there, and then the dial tone went bzzz, and it was over. I did not hang up on her. Maybe she hung up on me. I did not.
Okay, man. I just was telling you what was said in the notes.
I don't care what notes she said. She hung up on me or disconnected me, whatever the hell she did. I don't know. She said 40. I said, oh, no, you need to go talk to your manager. I want my $56.95 put back on my card. And then there was complete silence for a minute and a half. And then I got the dial tone back. There was nothing there. Nothing.
Okay, ma'am. The only thing I can do is cancel the account, and I can offer a 20%. That's the only thing I can do. I cannot issue a full refund.
Well, you know what? You can't, but the manager can.
Okay, the manager is not in, ma'am. But I'm more likely to handle this call if you would just let me work with you. Because once I transfer you over to the fraud department, they will cancel your account and they will put your card on hold for 14 days and you will no longer have access to your card. So I don't want to do that. I don't want to transfer you. Oh, I want to help you. If you would just let me help you.
You're not helping me. You're not giving me 20%. That is a bunch of crap.
Okay, 20%, ma'am. That's $53.86 from $67.32. That's better than nothing.
It's $64.90, better than nothing. Well, you know what? I thank you for your time, and then you guys will be hearing from the Better Business Bureau, and you'll be hearing from Director.
Okay, man, what better? I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know that. Okay. I don't even
better
know that.
Better Business Bureau takes.
Okay, man, so basically you declined the 20%, right?
I want my full refund, $56.
Okay, man, I cannot issue no full refund, man. I can do a 20%.
Manager.
Okay, man, well, you have to call back and speak to one.
Then I will call tomorrow, and I will call on Monday. No, I won't call on Monday. I think the Social Security Administration will be calling on Monday because they kind of work hand in hand.
Ma'am?
Yes. You gonna hang up on me too, and then say?
Oh no, ma'am, I'm not. I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna listen to you, and I'm gonna do the best I can by helping you out. But I just need you to bear with me.
Okay.
Okay, so you saying that you're not doing a 20% refund, right?
I want.
Okay, ma'am.
You're trying to make me say, oh, sure, I'll take 20.
No, I'm not trying to make you say nothing, ma'am. I'm just trying to help you out. Okay, so it was $56.95. The 20%
full refund.
Okay, ma'am, I cannot do it for a refund.
Well, I can't have you take $56.95 out of my account either.
Okay, well, ma'am, without refunding, that means you won't get the refund back at all.
You know what? I'm not going to sit here and argue with you. I'm going to let take care of it because you know what?
Ma'am.
This is wrong. And you want
okay,
me
ma'am,
to say,
give me one moment.
But no, I will not. I want the full refund. Because I will get it one way or another.
Okay, ma'am, I do have the account canceled, and I had a refund issued back to you. It would take 3 to 5 business days to receive that refund. And I also have a confirmation number for you. Would you like to write that down?
Sure, go for it.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, C as in cat, 260-171-918.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with, ma'am?
Nope, I'll be calling again. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.